spirits. A kindergarten teacher was observing her classroom as the children drew pictures. The teacher would occasionally walk around and see each child's artwork. As she approached one little girl who was working especially hard, she asked, "Honey, what are you drawing?" And the little girl said, "I'm drawing God. I'm drawing God." But sweetly the teacher replied, "Honey, nobody actually knows what God looks like." And automatically that little girl continued drawing and said, "Well, they certainly will in a minute. They certainly, I want to see this little girl's picture. Anybody else? They certainly will in a minute. I'm drawing God. Watch out." So there's this word beaten in my heart. Breakthrough. Somebody say it. Somebody say breakthrough. Grab your Bibles. Turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. I believe the Lord sent me here this week. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And once you found it, I'd love you to stand to your feet for the reading of God's word, if you can. If you can. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Second Chronicles chapter 20. Ooh, I don't know if I'm going to make it through this. Come, Holy Spirit. Second Chronicles. It hides. You can find it. I believe in you. And some of y'all are using your phone. That works too. Second Chronicles chapter 20. It happened after this that the people of Moab with the people of Ammon and others with them besides the Ammonites came to battle against, come on, Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat, I'm telling you folks, my mother named me Paul Brian West. Why can't I be Jehoshaphat? Or Melchizedek or something fun, you know? I mean, Jehoshaphat. That's a name right there. A great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, from Syria, and they are in Hazazon Tamar, which is Ein Gedi. I'm telling you right now, how many, I know Pam, I saw a picture of you on Facebook that you have been in Israel, and my final study at Bible school at Northwest College, I got to go to Israel on a study tour. And so it opens up the Bible like nothing else. And when I see Ein Gedi, I picture, did you go to Ein Gedi? It's this, if you remember, it's just desert, 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 and then bam, oasis. And it's beautiful rocks and waterfalls and trees. And I'm like, it's more beautiful when it's surrounded by desert. So Ein Gedi just kind of like pops out and there it goes, bam. So when I see Ein Gedi, I go, wow. Because you want to talk about beauty. It's beauty in the middle of the desert. Boy, does that preach. That could be a whole nother sermon right there. And Jehoshaphat feared, verse 3, and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. So Judah gathered together to ask, verse 4 of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, to ask help from the Lord. Anybody need help from the Lord? And from all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, "O Lord, God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? And do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nations? And in your hand is there not power and might so that no one is able to withstand?" I'm going to try not to get yelly. "No one is able to withstand you. Are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend forever?" I want that. I want God to say of me, "Your friend forever. Friend forever. I'm yours forever." Hallelujah. "And they dwell in it and have built you a sanctuary in it. Your name, saying, if disaster comes." Maybe it should say when. Jesus said, take heart. Trouble's coming. But guess what? I overcame. If disaster comes, sword, judgment, pestilence, famine, stand before this temple in your presence, for your name is in this temple, and we will cry out to you. Maybe they got a little bit yelly. Hello. And they cried out to you in our affliction, and you will hear, and you will save. And now here are the people of Ammon, Moab, Mount Seir, whom you would not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt. And they turned from them and did not destroy them. And here they are. Anybody been there? I thought we were friends. I thought we were friends, and here you are. Come on, haven't you been there? I thought we were friends. Jesus was there. Hey, Judas, what's this kiss all about? I thought we were friends. And here they are rewarding us by coming to throw us out of your possession, which you have given us to inherit. Oh, our God, will you not judge? For we let him judge, folks. I'm no good at it. You're no good at it. Let him judge. For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. Hallelujah. All Judah with their little ones, their wives, their children, they stood before the Lord. They stood before the Lord. They stood before the Lord, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah. I'm telling you, that's a name. Jehaziel, Zechariah, the son of Benhai, the son of Jael, the son of Mataniah, a Levite, the sons of Asaph, in the midst of the assembly. And he said, listen, all you of Judah, you inhabitants of Jerusalem, you king of Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid. Come on, somebody. Do not be afraid. Say it. Do not be afraid. Don't be dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. The battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, go down against them. They will surely come up by the ascent of Ziz. Now that, right there, come on. The Ziz. Watch out for the Ziz. And you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves. Stand still. See the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear. Do not be dismayed. Do not fear. Do not be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. Lord, I'm doing that on my own. I'm doing it on my own. I'm putting my head to the ground, and I'm saying, your kingdom come, your will be done. Have your way. His face to the ground. And all Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites and the children of Kohathites and the children of Korahites stood up to praise the Lord, the God of Israel, with voices loud. With voices high. So they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoi. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah. I unapologetically read a whole lot of scripture because I want God's words, not mine. Just wanted to remind you. Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Somebody needs to be established in this place. You shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you will prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing. Hello. Here, he appointed the singers to the Lord, and he said, these should praise the beauty of his holiness. And as they went out before the army and were saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Somebody, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. And when they began to sing and began to praise the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. The Lord did it. The battle is not yours, but God's. for the people of Ammon, Moab, stood up against the inhabitants of Seir. They killed each other. They destroyed each other. And when they utterly killed and destroyed them, they verse 23, they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir. They helped to destroy one another. Man, that goes on today. Everybody destroying each other. So when Judah came to a place overlooking the wilderness, they looked toward the multitude, and there were the dead bodies fallen on the earth. No one had escaped. And Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil, and they found among them an abundance of valuables on the dead bodies and precious jewelry, which they stripped for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days gathering the spoil because there was so much. And on the fourth day, they assembled in the valley of Barakah. Anybody know what Barakah means? Blessing. 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 For there they blessed the Lord. Therefore, the name of that place was called the Valley of Barakah until this day. And they returned, every man of Judah and Jerusalem with Jehoshaphat in front of them, to go back to Jerusalem with joy. Joy, 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 joy. Hallelujah. For the Lord had made them rejoice over their enemies. And they came to Jerusalem with stringed instruments, harps, trumpets. Anybody bring their stringed instruments this morning? You know, somebody wanted me to be a keyboard player so I could carry it around with me, but I'd much rather have this. So I'm pushing this thing out in front of the army. I'm pushing the piano out in front of the army. Anybody help me out with this? And the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries, and they heard that the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel, and the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet. For his God gave him rest all around. Father, your word is alive.
Your word is alive. It's active. It's a sword. It's doing surgery on me this morning. It's doing surgery on every person in this room. Thank you for your word. Your word is alive. Your word is alive. You may be seated. Your word is alive. So it's hard. There's so much in this wonderful, beautiful story. There's so much. Verse 3, Jehoshaphat feared so. So? Anybody fear this week? Come on. There was some fear this week. So? I'm tired of making excuses. Going to other things before I go to Jesus. I'm fearing, so I'm going to go to him who can do something about my fear. I'm not going to give any more provisos to soften the blow. I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit how he wants me to fast. And that's what's so good about the Holy Spirit, is he can speak to every, he's our teacher, he's our counselor, he's our comforter. We've got to open our heart to the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, how do you want me to fast? It's different for all of us. Stop being afraid of fasting. Jehoshaphat feared, so he prayed. We've been talking a lot about praying. Pray in the Spirit on all occasions, the scripture says. Pray in the Spirit with words understood. Pray in the Spirit with words unknown. Pray in the Spirit without words. Listen, folks, the American church is selfish. And maybe a little fasting would change that. There's the mean preacher again. I try not to be a mean preacher. I don't think I'm a mean preacher. But the American church is selfish. We want it our way. We think we're going to Burger King when we're going to church. Lord, have mercy. There's something about these words. The American church is selfish. And maybe a little fasting would change that. It's like heaven open, and that's what I heard this week. I hate it when I preach at myself. Don't you hate that? But if you're going to preach, you better preach as yourself first. Lord, but this next one, verse 12, this one, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. This one right here. We don't know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. There's something about that that just cranks my tractor. I spent some time in Nebraska, and I learned what cranks my tractor and what doesn't. And these words right here, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. I know nothing. These preachers act like they got it all figured out. They scare me to death. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and stop leaning on your own understanding. You're getting in trouble leaning on your own understanding. I don't know what to do, but my eyes are on Jesus. My eyes are on the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, increasing intimacy, constant. In these crazy days, constant increasing intimacy with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I got to know what he wants. We don't know what to do. We don't know. This week when stuff happens, I don't know what to do, but my eyes are on you, Jesus. This week when the phone rings, I don't know, Jesus, what to do, but my eyes are on you. Next week when that child does that thing, Lord, have mercy. Anybody have children that do stuff? And you, Lord, have mercy. I don't know what to do. But my eyes are, I'm not talking about you, Nathaniel. Of course, I'm not talking about you. I don't know what to do. But my eyes are upon you. I don't know what to do. But my eyes, truth is, this boy back here started my day like this. Because his gotcha day, his forever family day, was June 10th, so yesterday. And he got up this morning. He looked at me and he said, Daddy, thank you for adopting me 15 years ago on June 10th. And you want to talk about starting a day right. I kissed his forehead. I'm sorry if I told everybody and I wasn't supposed to. But this is how good this boy is. He's a 15-year-old that does that. There's not a lot of 15-year-olds that do that, get up in the morning and go to their daddy and say thank you. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Gloria Ames, she wrote this. She said, life is fragile. Handle with prayer. Remember that Jesus will always be there. Too many pages. Stop fighting me. In Jesus' name. To hear our problems, to gather our tears, to calm the storms, to settle the fears. It does not matter how great or how small, Jesus will answer our every call. Woo! Just call on the Lord. It matters not when. His office is not closed at 10:30. Isn't that cute? It's cute. He's never on lunch. He can't take a break. If he did, this old world would just crumble and shake. His lines are never busy. He won't put you on hold. He won't ask you twice what he's already been told. There's no account number, no address to give. No matter where you've moved, he knows where you live. Yes, the Lord will always answer. He never leaves home. He won't leave us to handle it on our own. So when things get rough and things aren't fair, remember life is fragile, so handle with prayer. Isn't that cute? I was watching T.D. Jakes. I blame him. When some of y'all go, why you gotta yell? You know, I blame T.D. Jakes. He's yelling at me all week long. He said something so simple this week that honestly, it can change our prayer life. We do not pray in order to inform God. God knows. Everything you're going through, oh yes, he knows. And he'll go to the ends of the earth for you. He will go. That's an old song. I just get the
Okay, so we do not pray in order to inform God, but to invite him. So simple. So simple, but it can change your prayer life. Absolutely change your prayer life. You're falling asleep when you're praying. You're falling asleep when you're reading your Bible because you're not praying in the Spirit. Reading in the Spirit. If the Holy Spirit isn't there with you, you're going to fall asleep because that's the flesh. You got to be in the Spirit, in the Spirit, in the Spirit. We do not pray in order to inform God. We don't come with our list and say, here you go, God, fix it. I mean, he takes that. He's good. He's good. We're inviting him. Yes, we're saying, Jesus, fix it. That's another song. Fix it, Jesus, fix it. Okay. I welcome you, Father. I welcome you, Jesus. I welcome you, Holy Spirit. My heart cries, Abba. Remember, prayer does not fit us for the greater works. Prayer is the greater work. Preach it. Go ahead, preacher. Woo! Verse 14. The Spirit of the Lord came upon. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. If the Spirit of the Lord doesn't come upon, forget about it. What to do, but my eyes are upon you. May the Spirit of the Lord come upon me. May the Spirit of the Lord come upon his church. May the Spirit of the Lord come upon every country all around this world. May the Spirit of the Lord come upon. It's our only hope. We need revival, we need refreshing, and it's got to be the may the Holy Spirit come upon. Verse 15, the battle's not yours, it's God's. The reason you aren't seeing as much breakthrough as you would like is because you're trying to fight the battle. Did you hear it? Maybe that's all you need to hear today. The reason you aren't seeing as much breakthrough as you would like, is because you're trying to fight the battle. The battle's not yours. Let go. Let God. Let go. Let God. Let go. Now, that's not just a little catchphrase that people use. I picture Mary at my church in Rogue River. Almost every Sunday she'd come up to me, Pastor. She's this beautiful black woman. And she'd grab my hands and she'd say, Pastor, let go. And she had that voice. Let go. Let God. And so when I hear let go, let God, I hear Mary. Let go. Let God. Let go. Let, and man, if you have to say it over and over and over, I mean, I found myself this week saying it over and over and over. Let go. Let God. Paul. Sometimes you got to talk to yourself like King David did. Why are you downcast, oh my soul? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. You got to talk to yourself, Christian. And you got to say, Paul, let go, let God. Paul, let go, let God. Say it over and over and over. Stop picking it back up. No, leave it at the feet of Jesus. Throw it at the altar. Sit at the cross. Let him resurrect how he sees fit. How he sees fit. His kingdom. His kingdom. Not mine. Verse 17. Stand still and see the salvation of the. You know I couldn't just do four. I try really hard to just do three or four. Forget it. On this chapter, what? Holy. 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 Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Wow, wow, wow. Is it just me or does my Bible just the whole time in this chapter? Woo! Stand still. It says that in Ephesians 6 with the armor of God too, doesn't it? Stand still. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still. Listen for the Holy Spirit to show you what you need to stand still about. That thing, that these things go together. That battle that you're fighting, stand still. Stand still.
listen for the Holy Spirit to show you. I can't help but notice how the people stood, how the people bowed, how the people worshiped, how they sang, how they praised, how the people threw their pride aside and sought the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God. I mean, I cannot help but see how they threw their pride aside and just sought the Lord. And I can't help but see that them singers were going out ahead of the army. Thank you. No, thank you. I'm a singer, folks. I don't have a gun. I don't want to be out front, people. Put me in the back with the piano, okay? What in the world? The singers are out front? I can't help but see that. That scares this singer seriously. I'm desperate to see God move, and people respond without reservation. I'm desperate for it. I'm desperate for it. So if that's your will, Lord, if you want me to go out in front with the piano, I don't have the M16. Verse 21, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, I plead the blood of Jesus over my home. I plead the blood of Jesus over this church. I plead the blood of Jesus over our city. I plead the blood of Jesus over our state. I plead the blood of Jesus over our country. I plead the blood of Jesus all around the world, all around the world, all around the world. Plead the blood of Jesus. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever and forever. Verse 25, that's mercy, that's mercy. Pleading the blood. Again, this is no incantation. I'm not pleading the blood. I've returned to this for a reason. When I was little, I heard my mama all the time pleading the blood of Jesus, pleading the blood of Jesus. And we've gone away from it as a church, and God said, go back. So that's where I've been all the time. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. That's pleading the blood. And it's not an incantation so we can get what we want, so we can be selfish. This is pleading the blood of Jesus, his kingdom come, his will be done. Verse 25, the verse ends with, there was so much. Those words jumped out of my Bible and hit me in the face. There was so much. One moment changed everything. One touch. God moved suddenly. Suddenly, they weren't behind anymore. They went from very little to there was so much. Hallelujah. I'm expectant. I'm believing that I'm going from behind to there was so much. Hallelujah. Soon I will see, and soon you will see. There was so much. And here's another perspective. American, you have so much. You have so much. You have so much. Verse 26, Valley of Barakah, Valley of Blessings, Valley Christian Center. Believe that we are the Valley of Barakah. We are the Valley of blessings. Let me just share with you how the Holy Spirit works. Are you ready for this? Let me share with you how the Holy Spirit works. Last Sunday, I was preaching. Where were we? Anybody remember? I shouldn't ask such a question. Hebrews 4, weren't we? Yeah, Hebrews 4. Okay. A preacher should never ask that because he's going to go home depressed. Okay. So, so. This week, last Sunday, I said, remember I was talking about Jehoshaphat when I was up here? I was like, Jehoshaphat, and they stood, and then I knew the Holy Spirit wanted me to go Jehoshaphat this week. So then, I'm on Facebook. I know a lot of you hate Facebook, and so I'll tell you what, God can use it. This week, while I'm writing this message, our founding pastor, anybody remember Mike Mann? Come on. Some of y'all were here when he was here. Mike Mann was on Facebook, and this is what he wrote. How to come out of a valley. So I got to share. Is it okay if Mike preaches this morning too? I told Mike. I said, Mike, I'm going to preach a little, and you're going to preach a little. So here's a little bit of Mike. Are we ready for this? Okay. He says, a valley is a low place, a depression in the ground, and it can often be found after a mountaintop. He points to Psalm 84:6. You might want to write that down. Psalm 84:6. Passing through the valley, they make it a spring. They go from strength to strength to strength to strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is with you in your valley. David walked through a valley. It must have been a tough one. Psalm 23:4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you are with me. God is, come on, somebody say it. God is with me in my valley. I always talk about the roller coaster. Up, down, we're on a mountain. Oh, we're in a valley. Oh, mountain, valley, mountain, valley. We're on a roller coaster, folks. God is with us. Why don't we just shout about it? Why don't we just say, thank you, Jesus? This is fun. We're going up and down on the roller coaster. That's okay. Take confidence that God is right there with you on the roller coaster. Mountain valley, mountain valley. Remember, God is leading you in your valley. Isaiah 63:14, like livestock that go down into the valley, the Spirit of the Lord gave them rest. Cattle go into the valley to drink water and to rest. Sometimes God leads us into a valley to give us rest. He knows we've been tired, anxious, confused. We need a breather, a break where we can rest in Him. Strengthen your relationships in the valley. You know, we just went through this valley called COVID. And we started pulling away from each other. And we started isolating. But in our valleys, we need to reach out to one another. We need to choose to do the opposite of what we have done these last few years. We need to begin to reach out. No more hiding. No more hiding. No more hiding. Ezekiel 37:7, Ezekiel saw a valley. It was full of bones. And in the valley, God brought the bones together into a body, and the bones came together bone to bone. Valleys are places of reconnecting. I said to him this week, I said, Mike, you must have named this church or something. I don't know. Valley Christian Center. This is a place of victory. We just read about Jehoshaphat. Come on. King of Judah turned his valley into, this valley was full of dead bodies, suddenly becomes a valley of barakah blessing. 2 Chronicles 20:26, we just read it. Therefore, the name of that place was called the Valley of Blessing until this day. God turned his valley into a victory through the power of praise. That's what you need to do. Praise your way out of the valley into victory. Praise, praise, praise. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Holy Spirit. Father, this morning, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your word. Jesus, may it go deep within us. May it change us from the inside out, God. May we hold on to it all week long. May we go from joy to joy, strength to strength, blessing. There is so much. There is so much. I want you to know that this altar is open. Man, me personally, there are times when I can't make it through unless I kneel at the altar. And I feel like I just need to let you know that this altar is always open. You can use it anytime you want. And in this song, the blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. Oh, the blood that gives me strength
from day to day. It will never lose its power, for it reaches to the highest mountain.
Hallelujah.
And it flows to the lowest valley.
Hallelujah.
Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never, never, never lose. Never, never lose. It will never, never lose. It will never, never lose its power. It soothes my doubts and calms my fears, and it dries all my fears. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never its power, for it reaches to the highest mountain.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
And it flows to the lowest valley.
Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Holy Spirit.
Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never, never lose. It will never, 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 never lose. Never, never, never lose its power. Just stand to your feet this morning. Receive this blessing. May the Father's love,
oh, the love, the love, the love.
His banner over you is love. Maybe even reach your hands to heaven. Receive this blessing. Receive the love of God. Overflow, overflow. Jump into that river of love. That river of love, that river of love. May the Father's love, the Son's grace. I plead the blood of Jesus over you. The Son's grace, His mercy endures forever. The Son's grace, grace, shout grace, grace, grace. The Spirit's comfort. Overflow, overflow, overflow. May the Spirit overflow all week long. The Father's love, the Son's grace, the Spirit's comfort.
surrounding you. Jesus before, Jesus behind, Jesus above, Jesus below, Jesus within, Jesus beside, Jesus, 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 every moment, Jesus. Overflow, overflow. This week as you open your Bible, may the Spirit lead you. This week as you pray, may the Spirit lead you with words understood, with words unknown, without words. God bless you for being here this morning. The blood that Jesus shed for me.